الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, you see, there are four things we should never abandon, because the benefit of these things are so great. What are these things? Number one, we should never abandon or forsake making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more shukr a person makes, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases him in those bounties. Allah said, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you make shukr for whatever bounties I have bestowed upon you, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ with great emphasis in the Arabic language, with great emphasis, Allah says, I will definitely increase you in those bounties. So the more shukr you make, the more bounties you will receive. Therefore, we should not stop making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, the dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you remember Allah, Allah will remember you. Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I will remember you. What a great ni'mah this is. So shukr and dhikr. Then the third one is dua. Begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. You make dua to me, you supplicate to me, you beg me, I will definitely answer you. And the fourth one is istighfar. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. The more istighfar we make, then we are going to be safe from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, as long as they are making istighfar, then Allah will not punish them. So these four things, simple. Shukr, dhikr, dua, and istighfar. Tonight, as we know, we have seen the entire day and the whole week, different posters, and in the social media, how great, how auspicious, how blessed this night is. The night of Bara'ah, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Bara'ah means to be freed from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night forgives immensely, greatly. There was a tribe amongst the Arabs known as the Banu Kalb tribe. And a huge tribe, enormous tribe. And they had livestock, goats. To make us understand how many people and how much Allah forgives on this night, 15th night of Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah forgives so many people equivalent to the number of hairs on the bodies of those goats of the Banu Kalb tribe. In the billions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually says, هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ أَغْفِرُ لَهُ. Is there any person seeking forgiveness? I am prepared to forgive. On this night, Allah says, هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ. You see, the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan, Rasulullah said, تَحَرَّوْ Laylatul Qadr. Search for it. Look for it in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. We do not know beforehand which is the night of Qadr. We have to search for it. But the night of 15th of Shaban, it's fixed. So Allah is so kind. We didn't have to search for this night. Allah is giving us this night. And right from the beginning of this night, that means from Maghrib time already, Allah is calling out to us. Hal min mustaghfirin? Is there any person seeking pardon? Aghfirullahu, I will forgive you. Hal min sa'ilin u'atihi? Is there any person begging me? He wants something from me? I will give him. Koi mangne wala hai? Koi bikhari hai? Main unko de dunga. Whatever you want. Allah is prepared to give us. Therefore, this is not a night of talk and bayan. It's a night of action. After the program, you go home. For a few minutes, roll out your musalla. In solitude, beg Allah. Talk to Allah. Speak to Allah. Be in the communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With love, with muhabbat. Shed those tears of nadamat. Somebody said, my heart is very hard. Mera dil bahut sakht hai. Rona nahi aata, I can't cry. So somebody responded, don't worry. No matter how hard your heart may be, you will still be able to cry. Because Allah had made it such that from huge mountains and rocks, Allah makes rivers flow from that. Rivers flow from mountains. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ So tonight is the night of repentance, seeking Allah's forgiveness. Yes, there are categories of people we have read on this posters that Allah does not forgive. So even those people need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are involved in any of those sins, then we must make sincere tawbah, repent. If we owe any person anything, ask, make amends, ask for maaf, and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not let this night go past. You don't have to spend the entire night in ibadah. A few minutes in solitude, but with sincerity, with genuine ikhlas. It is an occasion Allah is granting you to sit and talk and beg from Him and make tawbah and istighfar genuinely. Such tawbah that now you are not going to go back to those sins. We all have to be very resolute, firm. This is the springboard coming now to Ramadan. And before Ramadan can commence, Allah has given us this 15th night of Shaban to already purify and cleanse our hearts from all the filth that has accumulated. So that when Ramadan comes, we are going to start from day one, already in the spiritual state. We are going to be cleansed. We are going to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each day we become closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never despair, never lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kisi ne khub kaha, person feels, hey, I'm so filthy, I've messed my life in filth, zina, drugs, fornication, all the heinous crimes you can think of, my life is so morbid, so filthy, where am I going to be forgiven? So the person says, Khuda ki darbar mein aane ke intizar na kar. Don't make intizar, don't wait, don't delay of coming and presenting yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khuda ki bargah, ye aisi bargah hai. It is such a court, such a palace, such a place, na umidi ka nahi hai. It's not a place where a person comes there and he goes back empty handed and he is not forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. Unlike you and I in the dunya, somebody hurts us, we're not prepared to forgive him. No, he hurt me. So we must have the purified hearts, that we must be able to forgive those who have wronged us. It's very difficult sometimes. People go through misery. They go through pain, agony, suffering for years. But if they forgive for the sake of Allah, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their status is elevated. They become very special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tonight again is a night where we should not have malice in our hearts. Otherwise we're not going to be forgiven. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely and beg from Allah Rabbul Izzat, oh Allah, you forgive me. Ya Allah, I have heard that your darbar, your bargah is not a place where I will come and I will be sent back empty handed. When I knock at your door, your doors open wide. In a hadith Qudsi, a hadith where Rasulullah SAW says that Allah has mentioned, that says, Ya ibn Adam, innaka ma da'utani wa rajawtani ghafartu laka wala ubali. That, oh my banda, as long as you make dua to me, you have hopes in my mercy, I will continue forgiving you. And I do not bother how much I have to forgive. Allah forgives, and He forgives, and He forgives, and He forgives. He continues to forgive. Nothing decreases in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah never gets tired and exhausted forgiving us. We wrong, and we are disobedient to Allah. But when we come back to Allah, Allah is prepared to purify us. Allah is prepared to accommodate us. Allah welcomes us. إِنَّكَ مَا دَعُوتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Then Allah says, لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ. If your sins have to actually reach the clouds of the sky, can you imagine how much of gunas? Then too, I am prepared to forgive you. If you bring the whole world, لَوْ أَتَيْتَنِي بِقُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ خَطَايَا. If you come with the whole world full of sins, Allah says, as long as you do not make shirk, I will meet you with the whole world of maghfirat and rahmat and forgiveness. This is Allah. Allah is prepared to forgive. Hal min sa'irin? Is there any person begging me? Fa'u'tihi, so I can give him. This is the night. Let it not just go wasted, chit-chatting and worried about other things of the world. It's a time now we need to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a person, in fact there are kitabs, many, many, many kitabs in the Arabic language, especially with Kitab al-Tawwabin by Ibn Qudama rahmatullahi alayhi, in which he has got stories, genuine incidents of people of the past who were sinners and grave sinners, big sinners, commit major sins, and how they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how Allah pardoned them, how Allah forgave them. In that, there is a story of Kifal. Kifal was the time of Bani Israel. We heard the story previously also. He lived a very morbid life. And everybody knew he was a big sinner. And there was an occasion where a woman required some assistance. She needed financial help. And she comes to him. And he agrees to help on condition she fulfills his desires, his haram desires. Because she was in dire need, she was desperate. She had this haja. So she agrees. But she's not happy at all. And the time comes to commit zina. She's trembling. She's uncomfortable, uneasy. So he asks her, what's the problem? She says, I have never done this in my life. So he says, why are you doing it now then? She says, out of desperation, I need some financial help. When she says that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in his heart some khawf, some fear. Immediately he backs off. He gives her the money and he makes tawbah. That very night he passes away. In the morning it is written on his door, maktubun ala babihi, qad ghafara Allahu lil kifl. Allah has forgiven kifl. In those days, it used to be written, the sin the person committed on his door. Here Allah had written that Allah had pardoned Kifal. So many incidents of the past and even near in the recent past, many, many incidents have been written how a young person was in the rehab. He lived a life full of drugs. There was no hope for him. And then Allah gives him that himmat and courage. The person was genuine. He was sincere. He cried. And when he cried, those tears of nadamat that he shed, like I mentioned, sometimes we say we cannot cry, it's difficult. But if we try, even if we make the face of a crying person, a beggar will show that face where he's desperate, he's in need. He won't come to you smiling, he'll come to you as though he's crying. The moment you give him, then you see he's running and he's happy. You see a candle when it's burning. Is liquid that comes. Liquid wax begins to collect on the top. As though this candle is crying. And the more the liquid, the more the candle is burning, the more brighter it becomes. Like that our hearts. When you're going to cry those tears of nadama to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of regret, feeling ashamed of our lives. Allah, my entire life, how I spent it, O my Allah, in your disobedience. Ya Allah, I'm making this sincere tawbah istighfar. And we cry. Then inshallah, this heart of us, of ours will become bright. It will shine again. We see clouds. The moment the cloud bursts, what happens? The rain falls down. And it comes upon this dry land. Everything had become dry. But when the water reaches this ground, and it mixes with the soil, then the same dry ground becomes lush, becomes green again. يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مُوتِهَا. Allah says, know very well that Allah gives life after death. After we will leave this world, is the day of resurrection. بَعْث بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Allah will raise us again, we'll have life again. Ulama mentioned in the commentary of this verse, like that is our dead hearts. Because of ma'asiyat dhunub, displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following our nafs and desires, following the footsteps of shaitan, doing as we wish, away from the sunnah, away from Quran. When our hearts become dead, and we make sincere tawbah, and we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have this penitent heart, repentant heart, rujoo ila Allah, inaba ila Allah, then Allah brings life again in this heart. Then we begin to love Allah. Then we begin to read salat. Now we want to attach ourselves to the masjid. Suddenly you want to give donation to good causes of deen. We start growing our beards. Our mothers and sisters start covering their heads. So many come into niqab. So many go into abaya and cloak. There's a change in our life. We begin to read Quran. If we are unable to read Quran, we go to somebody, please teach me Quran. Now we become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, respected friends and elders, tonight is a night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives so many people. And we need to turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the ayat that recited, we heard it many, many, many times. According to many ulama, أرجى الآيات من القرآن وفي القرآن. From the entire Quran, this particular verse is أرجى الآيات. Gives you the most hope in the mercy of Allah. If you analyze this verse, Allah tells Rasulullah, say, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي. Ya is a letter in Arabic when you're calling out to some person. حَرْفٌ nida. I'm calling Zayd. Oh, Zayd. So I'm calling out to him. Here Allah is calling out to you and I. Ya. And who is calling out to? Ibad means in plural of abdun, servants. But not just Ya Ibad. Allah is saying, Ya Ibadi. This Ya we see there. It's called Ya Unnisba. Allah is linking His servants to Him. Allah is saying, Ya Ibadi. Oh, my servants. Ulama have said in this, there is talattuf. Talattuf means compassion from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is addressing us with love, with care. Ya Ibadi. Which servants? Those who are pious? No. Those who are reading salat? No. Discharging zakat? No. Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Those who have wronged themselves. How? By disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is addressing us, those of us who have transgressed the laws of Allah in such a compassionate and loving way. Allah is, as though He's pleading to us, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. What is the message? لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not become despondent. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Ulama have said, Allah could have said, do not despair of my mercy. Like how he said, oh my servants. لا تقنطوا من رحمتي was sufficient. But in the من رحمتي, in Arabic we say, instead of the dhamir, instead of this attached noun, Allah has brought ismu zahir. And Allah mentioned His name, again, showing much emphasis, love, care, compassion. Oh, my servants who have wronged themselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Then Allah continues. This could have been sufficient. Inna Allah. Verily Allah. The word inna is a very strong word in Arabic. I say, for example, Zaydun Tawilun. Zayd is tall. Sufficient. But I say, inna Zaydan Tawilun. Verily Zayd is tall. I'm adding the word inna, which means verily. It brings emphasis. So, inna Allah. Verily Allah. Yaghfiru dhunuba. Not just in the past He forgave. He continues to forgive. Not one sin. Al-dhunuba. Many sins all the time. Allah doesn't stop there. Innahu again. Verily He. And then again Allah brings al-dhamir al-munfasil. Innahu huwa. Al-ghafuru. Al-rahim. These are all in Arabic mubalagha. Words full of, they are loaded with emphasis. Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most merciful. What else do we require? Allah is pleading to us. Seek my forgiveness. I am ready to forgive you. And in the hadith, some ulama have mentioned from all the ahadith, the one that gives us the most hope in the mercy of Allah is that particular incident where Rasulullah was reciting the Quran and he came across the verses of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, where he was preaching to his people and telling them not to worship the idols because the idols were misleading them. And he cries to Allah, رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضَّلْنَ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Wallah, these idols are misleading the people. Allah, whoever follows me, he'll be from me. Whoever disobeys me, Allah, you are most merciful, most forgiving. Allah, forgive my people. And Rasul began to cry. And then he read the verses where Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam, he's also crying to Allah, or making dua to Allah. Allah, إِن تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Wallah, if you're going to punish my people, in tu'adhibum fa'innum ibadu, they're still your servants. If you forgive them, you are most powerful, you are most great, you are most wise. And then Rasulullah began to cry profusely. And Allah knew very well why he was crying. And Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, who asked my Rasul, who asked Muhammad salam, why is he crying? Why is he crying? Why you peak? What makes you cry? He says, Ummah, my Ummah. My ummah, my followers, what will be their plight on the day of Qiyamah? What is going to be their condition? So Allah tells Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, go and tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, la nasu'uk. We will never let you down. We will pardon, we will forgive your ummah. Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Soon Allah will give you on the day of Qiyamah and Allah will make you happy. How? By making you intercede on behalf of your ummah. So this hadith gives us hope that Allah will forgive us. But Allah wants to see from our side, our sincerity. Allah wants to see how genuine we are. Otherwise, just on certain occasions we turn to Allah subhanahu. Of course, Allah is most forgiving, Allah is most merciful. And these occasions are such that many people have changed their lives. There's no doubt about it. Let's be honest to ourselves. Are we only going to worship Allah and be obedient to Allah on these big nights for these few days and then we go back to our life and there's no change in our lives? We can see what's happening in the entire world. We can see how time is against us, how mort is coming so closer and closer. Allah knows best when mort will come. The signs of Qiyamah are there. When Qiyamah will occur, Allah knows best. But we can see the minor signs are almost all so glaring in front of us. Who are we waiting for? Khuda ki darbar mein aane ki intizar na kar. Don't delay. Come and plunge into the oceans of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, tonight we find a dua that is mentioned. It's a long incident. And the narration is about Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she says that one night Rasul comes at night, and then she was resting, and then he removes his kurta, and he comes to rest, and then suddenly she realizes that he has woken up very quietly, and then he puts on his kurta again, very quietly, opens the door very gently, he comes out, and immediately she says, my mind went to perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to visit one of the other wives. It's my turn, my night. This thought came to her naturally. So she began to follow Rasulullah. She comes out of the house and she sees in the distance that Rasulullah is moved and proceeded towards Jannatul Baqi, the cemetery of Baqi. And she goes behind, and Rasulullah was making dua for the people of Baqi. And before he could terminate, she comes back running home. And she pretends as though she's asleep, and Rasulullah comes and he could hear her heavy breathing. And she was sighing heavily. Oh, Aisha, what's the matter? And then she confesses that I thought that perhaps you went somewhere else. In fact, when Rasulullah was making the dua, she said, oh my Allah, Rasulullah is in the hajat of his Rabb. He is begging from his Allah. And I am in my hajat of dunya, thinking that my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has left me and has gone to the other wives. And then Rasulullah teaches her the dua of Laylatul Bara'ah, which we read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. O Allah, I seek protection in your forgiveness from your punishment. Wa'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik, and I seek protection in your pleasure from your displeasure. Wa'udhu bika mink, O Allah, seek protection in you from you. And this is a famous story that I normally give to explain this. That Dhunnun Misri Rahmatullahi Alayhi once, he was very, very low, spiritually low. He was searching for an answer. And as he's walking in the street, he sees an incident. You know, sometime when a person is feeling very low, then he observes every small thing. And he sees a mother spanking her child, throwing him out of the house. And this child is crying and crying and crying, going to the gullies and he's crying. So Noon Misri Rahmat was a bit curious to see what happens next. And he sees the child coming back home, sitting on the stoop of that house and knocking on the door and saying, Ummi, 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 oh my mother, oh my mother. And he sees not long after that, the mother opens the door. And he thinks to himself that perhaps the mother is going to spank the child again. But he says, no. The mother picks up her child. She wipes off the tears from the face of the child. She embraces and hugs this child. Brings this child very close to her chest. And the mother caresses the child. She kisses the child. She holds the child very closely to her. And then he says, ah, ah, qalbi, qalbi, ukh. I've got my answer. Then I need to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. O Allah, we seek protection in you, from you. We're running away from Allah because we're doing wrong. But then we realize there's no escape but coming back to Allah and cleanse and purify ourselves. Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Ramadullah gives a very beautiful example. He says, you see a fish that has come out of the water. Sometimes it happens, it jumps out of the water. And it comes onto the soil, or the ground, or the grass, and it begins to shake, only to jump back again into the water. It was restless for this few seconds out of the water. It realizes that it cannot be out of the water. It will die there. Like that, sometimes we're obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we became ghafil. We became negligent. We slipped, we erred, we blundered. We fell into a pit of sin. To an abyss of vice and evil. What do we do? Come out from there. And jump back into the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? Just raise your hands and make tawbah and istighfar. And talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so many other things that come to mind. But we said tonight is not a night for bayans. It is a night for action. Each one should go home. Our mothers and sisters at home also. Spend some time. Talking to Allah Rabbul Izzah, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for yourself, your family, your children especially, your grandchildren, your progeny, for your neighborhood, and for the entire Muslim ummah in this country and through the entire globe. The ummah is definitely going through a very, very critical time. But we have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be positive. We need to now come into action, and all Allah wants from us, change our direction of the compass. If you're going off, turn again and face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and tawajjuh. And then we find how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will open the floodgates of His mercy. This is a munajat which I mentioned previously also. We'll just read this munajat and make dua inshallah. It's in Urdu. And inshallah you'll understand the words. And the poet says that, O my Allah,
I'm feeling embarrassed. Sharminda, sharminda. We have sharam, sharminda. I'm feeling ashamed of committing so many sins. Ilahi, darguzar karde. Wallah, overlook, pardon. So this is the main theme of this poem. Just few words. It's a munajat. It's a supplication in the form of poetry. This is bara mujrimuhu meh. Wallah, I'm a very big sinner. There's no doubt about it. The man is talking to Allah. Ilahi, darguzar karde. Darguzar again, to overlook, to pardon. Then he says that there isn't a single sin that I didn't leave. I'm doing every type of guna. You name it, I've got it. Whether it is any khata, any isya, disobedience. Bas ab karta hu me toba. Oh, wallah, now I made up my mind. I'm making sincere toba. And then he says, I became a toy in the hands of shaitan. Shaitan is manipulating me. And so easily, he is using me to do all wrong things. Allah, now you make me yours. Allah, bana de apna tu banda. He says, I have come as a beggar to you, O my Allah. Allah, you forgive me. And this reminds me of this poet by the name of Abu Nuwas. Now, I don't have time to mention details about it, but I read it recently. Abu Nuwas, he was a poet, a classical Arabic. He was a master in the 8th century, in poetry. And they quote his poetry a lot for those scholars who want to master Arabic, etc. But he lived a filthy life. In fact, he was a very big alcoholic. He wrote poems praising drinking wine and liquor. And he had no nadamat in him, no shame. He was never embarrassed. He was proud about these things. So much so that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah was living at the time. And he was very upset with him. Very upset. Nonetheless, they say before he passed away, he said some poetry. And ulama mentioned that in these couplets were words of nadamat and shame and embarrassment in which he sought Allah's forgiveness. And when Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi came across that poetry, then he was prepared to perform his janazah salah. Which simply said, oh Allah, in azum al-zambi kathratan. Oh Allah, if my sins are so big and huge, enormous and plenty, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ أَنَّ عَفْوَكَ عَظَمْ, that I know very well, your forgiveness is far more bigger and greater than my sins. The rahmat of Allah is so wide, and I normally mention that Allah has written on his arsh, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي, that verily my mercy supersedes, it overpowers ghalabat in one riwayat, it overpowers my wrath and anger. Allah loves us. And believe it, say it to yourself, my Allah loves me. If Allah loves me, I must love my Allah. I must be prepared to be a slave of my Allah. And this is the message tonight. Let us make the change in our lives. But first with Toba and Istighfar, we'll just read this few couplets. Gunahon mein, gunahon pe, usharminda ilahi. درگزر کر دے گناہوں پہ ہوں شرمندہ الہی درگزر کر دے برا مجرم ہوں میں تیرا برا مجرم ہوں میں تیرا الہی در گزر کر دے گناہوں پہ ہوں شرمندہ الہی در گزر کر دے خطا کوئی نہیں چھوڑی کبھی عصیاں نہیں چھوڑا خطا کوئی نہیں چوری کبھی عصیان نہیں چورا بس اب کرتا ہوں میں توبہ الہی در گزر کر دے بس اب کرتا ہوں میں توبہ الہی در گزر کر دے بڑا مجرم ہوں میں تیرا الہی در گزر کر دے کھلونا ہاتھ کا اپنے بنا رکھا ہے شیطان نے کھلونا ہاتھ کا اپنے بنا رکھا ہے شیطان نے بنا دے اپنا تو بندہ الہی در گزر کر دے بنا دے اپنا تو بندہ الہی در گزر کر دے بھکاری بن کے آیا ہوں تو اپنے در سے اے داتا بھکاری بن کے آیا ہوں تو اپنے در سے اے داتا مجھے خالی نہ لوٹانا مجھے خالی نہ لوٹانا الہی در گزر کر دے گناہوں پہ ہوں شرمندہ الہی در گزر کر دے فیصد درود شریف اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نعوذ بعفوك من عقابك ونعوذ برضاك من سخطك ونعوذ بك منك جل وجهك جل وجهك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك Oh my Allah, you are exactly how you have praised yourself, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are most great, Ya Allah. You are most lofty, my Allah. Ya Allah, oh brothers and sisters have raised their hand tonight, my Allah. Oh brothers in the masjid, my Allah. Oh mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. And others at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have hopes only in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us in this Mubarak night, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you are not going to forgive us tonight, my Allah, then show us where can we go, my Allah. There is no other door we can tap at, my Allah. There is no other door we can knock at, my Allah. There is no other Allah besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Ya Allah, you are free from any type of weakness. False, Ya Allah. You are pak, you are pure, my Allah. You've got no shortcomings, no weaknesses whatsoever, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, when the one person was making Kaaba, making tawaf of your Kaaba, my Allah, all he said, Allahumma anta anta wa ana ana. Wallah, you are most forgiving, most merciful. And Wallah, I am a big mujrim. I am a sinner, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are raising our hand tonight, my Allah. Having hopes, my Allah. These brothers have sat so patiently, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have sat so patiently, my Allah. From their faces, my Allah, we can see, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are desperately wanting to become close to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have moved too far away from you, my Allah. Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, I'm the biggest Muslim sitting here, my Allah. Ya Allah, cover our faults, my Allah. Cover our faults and weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, Sattari farma. Sattari farma. You are ghafar al-dhunub. Sattar al-uyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us see the month of Ramadan in the most beautiful condition, my Allah. Let us be spiritually charged, my Allah. Full of taqwa, full of marifat, my Allah. Full of your ishq and muhabbat, and ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us have good health in the month of Ramadan, especially, my Allah. Help us to observe all our rozas, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many elderly people, my Allah. Over the age of 80, my Allah, they're keeping these fasts also, my Allah, and they have asked and requested, make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives me the strength to keep my fast, my Allah. Ya Allah, I heard this evening, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are students who are blind, they cannot see, my Allah, but they keep fast from the beginning of Shaban, my Allah. Hardly any seri, but Ya Allah, they are making, Ya Allah, they are fasting for your sake, my Allah. You have provided so much for us. Ham to kamzor hai, ham zaif hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, lekin tere bande hai, my Allah. But we are your servants, my Allah. We have learned tonight, we cannot escape from you, but to you, my Allah. We have come back to you, my Allah. We are making inabat to you, my Allah. We are making rujoo to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the ummat of your beloved Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us, my Allah. Make us amongst those who are forgiven tonight, not amongst those who are not pardoned, my Allah. Don't make us have malice in our hearts. Don't make us disobey our parents, my Allah. Allah, if our parents have passed on, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Make them maghfirat, my Allah. If our parents are living, my Allah, help us to obey them, serve them, my Allah. Make us be the Ankit Andak, my Allah. Allah, so many young boys and young girls, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have thrown their parents in old age homes, my Allah. They don't even visit them, my Allah. The only cry those people have, that if only some family member comes and visit me. Hey, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, we do not know how to talk to our parents anymore. We do not have respect for them, my Allah. Allah, if any person is drinking sharab, my Allah, or that a person is taking drugs, my Allah, give him the himmah tonight, my Allah. Give her the himmah tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, to throw away all those drugs, my Allah. To throw away that bottle forever, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many billions of people, my Allah, who are sharabi, kababi, my Allah. But Ya Allah, in a split second when they made tawbah to you, my Allah, out of your fadl and your karam, your rahmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, overnight you made them from your awliya. Make us from your awliya, my Allah. Ya Allah, this is the ummah of your beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we read in this poem today, do not send me back khali heart, my Allah. Don't make us go empty handed, my Allah. Hey Allah, we have come with these begging bowls, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no king in the world that can give like you give, my Allah. You are the king of kings, my Allah. Namatil muluk, waqad aghlaqu abwabahum. All the kings of the world, my Allah, at night they go to sleep. Ya Allah, beside you, my Allah, وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا بَابُ الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَمْ يَنَمْ. Beside the door of Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, that is you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never sleep, my Allah. Slumber never overtakes you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are always prepared to listen to our cries, my Allah. You are prepared to forgive us, my Allah. Before mort strikes, my Allah. Before Qiyamah comes, my Allah. Before the night passes, my Allah. Before Ramadan even comes, my Allah. Each one of us who have raised his hand, and our mothers and sisters and others who have raised their hands, at this very moment, my Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. We don't even have the words to beg from you, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Forgive every single sin we committed, my Allah. Major sin, minor sin, knowingly, unknowingly. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. We were brazen when we committed the sins, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ab hum nadim hai. Hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ab tu raham ka maamla farma. Hum bikari ban ki aaye hai, Ya Allah. We are like beggars, my Allah. Do not chase us away, my Allah. Ya Allah. Give us afiyat in our lives, my Allah. Give us peace of mind, serenity, happiness, my Allah. So many people are just, Ya Allah, they're going through depression, my Allah. They're living a distressful life, a stressful life, my Allah. They're going through distress and agony and pain, my Allah. So many sisters, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're being, ya Allah, abused by their husbands, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only increasing and increasing, my Allah. Our ears can't hear anymore. Our minds can't comprehend, ya Allah. What type of husbands they have, my Allah. And so many husbands also, my Allah. They're going through misery because of their wives, my Allah. Ya Allah, their children suffer, my Allah. Ya Allah, they go through, ya Allah, pain and suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many young people, my Allah, boys and girls, my Allah. Ya Allah, who are living a life full of filth, my Allah, of zina, my Allah, of haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide them, my Allah. Make us become guides to guide them, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. We do not know how to reach to them, reach out to them, my Allah. You create the means, the sabil, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide them, my Allah. We do not want to see them, ya Allah, wasting their lives, ya Allah, in haram and filth, ya Allah. Protect us also. Protect our children, my Allah. Our family members, our students, ya Allah. Our musallis, our mutalliqeen, ya Allah. Our relatives, my Allah. Our children, our grandchildren, our zurriyat, our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are the ummat of your beloved Rasulullah Hasan. They are your bandas, my Allah. They made a mistake, my Allah. Guide them, protect them, bring them back, ya Allah, to your deen, my Allah. Allah, make our masajid be full, my Allah. Ya Allah, a few years back, ya Allah, our masajid became empty, my Allah. Because you do not need our ibadat, my Allah. Allah, even after all this, still we haven't awoken from our deep slumber, my Allah, and our ghaflat, my Allah. Still, my Allah, so many men are reading salat at home, my Allah. Allah, make our masajid abad, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat, my Allah. Give us that tawfiq, my Allah, of doing good deeds, ya Allah. Increase our iman, my Allah. Increase our iman. Increase the noor of our iman. Allah, make us have tawheed in our lives. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Do not make us make shirk, ya Allah. Protect us from shirk and kufr and nifaq and bid'ah, my Allah. Ya Allah, the filth of gunas have come onto our hearts. Our hearts have become rusted and corroded of sins, my Allah. Our hearts have become so heavy, ya Allah. Mountains of sins are on our head and our shoulder, my Allah. Ya, but you have got, ya Allah, the sail of ghufran, ya Allah. The rivers of your maghfirat and mercy, my Allah. Open your floodgates of mercy, my Allah. Do not deprive anyone tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our ulama and scholars, my Allah. Forgive our students, my Allah. Forgive our young and the old, my Allah. Our elderly, my Allah. Ya Allah, of this masjid especially, my Allah. This congregation in front of us, my Allah. Fulfill each one's hajat, my Allah. Whatever his need is, my Allah. Ya Allah, all our jais murads, my Allah. Whatever needs our mothers and sisters at home have, my Allah. They've got so many needs, all of us, my Allah. Sar se pair tak, my Allah. We are muhtaj, my Allah. Faqiruka bi babik, ubayduka bi finaik, wasailuka bi finaik. We're at your courtyard, my Allah. At your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come as beggars, my Allah. Remove all our difficulties, our sorrows, our worries, our grief, our hardship, our pain. So many are not well, my Allah. So many have got cancer, my Allah. See, Allah, at the very last stage, my Allah, so many are suffering, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, women, folks, sisters and brothers, my Allah. Allah, they're going through pain, my Allah. Chemo upon chemo, my Allah. Radium therapy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Shafi, my Allah. Shifa is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, doctors are trying, my Allah, but they have a limitation, my Allah. Beyond that limitation is only you, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah, to grant shifa, my Allah. Protect us also from all those deadly diseases, my Allah. So many have got colon cancer. So many have got heart diseases, my Allah. So many have got stroke, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us. Give us a good, healthy body, a sound body. Give us a sound heart, my Allah. So many people have got no, ya Allah, they are in qarz, they are in debts, my Allah. They are battling to bring food home, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us earn halal only. Halal and tayyib, my Allah. Ya Allah, make only halal come into our bodies and our system. Make us earn halal. Don't make us cheat, my Allah. Don't make us deceive the customers, my Allah. Don't make us involve in fraud, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be good people with the good akhlaq. The akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are the special ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us show deen and exhibit deen in the correct way that billions of non-Muslims see the truth of Islam and we become the torchbearers and the guide
eyes of all these people coming to the fall of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts of all the filth that is there, my Allah. Especially malice and pride and ostentation, my Allah. Give us ikhlas, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal, tayyib, rozi, give us plentiful, my Allah. Because use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are just wasting our monies in filth, my Allah. Extravagance, my Allah. Especially wedding functions, my Allah. Ya Allah, it has gone beyond the limits, my Allah. It has gone beyond the limits, my Allah. How much of monies are just being wasted, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Protect me, protect all of us, my Allah. Help us, guide us, ya Allah. Don't make us look for faults of others, my Allah. Help us now to look at our own faults, ya Allah, and rectify ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah. We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Give us a good maut, ya Allah. Maut in Madinah Sharif. Bury in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Allah grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. The Hudi Kuthul water from his Mubarak hands. Allah make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect all of us. Our parents, our wives, our grandparents, ya Allah, our children, our progeny, my Allah, our friends, our musallis, muta'alliqeen, our mashayikh, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the entire ummah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, no mother wants to see her child taking those drugs, my Allah. No father can bear that any no longer, my Allah. Ya Allah, the parent one step and he wakes up at night and he's going, ya Allah, past his child's bedroom, my Allah. He sees the child in sajda. He sees the child making ibadat, my Allah. He doesn't want to see the child involved in pornography, my Allah. In viewing filth, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, before maut comes, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us be nek and salih, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes, make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulha, atqiya, abram, muqarrabin, maqbulin, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ummat bohat parishan hal hai. Especially in Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are going through, ya Allah, such pain and misery. But my Allah, the iman is so strong, my Allah. Ya Allah, in those tents, ya Allah, that are being blown away at times, my Allah. Ya Allah, can't even be kept. Those tents are not even solid, my Allah. They hardly even have blankets to cover them. But my Allah, so many became hufaz in those tents, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many madrasas have been established, my Allah. Despite not having any means, my Allah. Hardly any food, my Allah. Allah, it is so hard to see those masoom children, my Allah. So many, many thousands of them have become yatim, my Allah. Ya Allah, the enemies have zero mercy, my Allah. They don't have any hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Arhamur Rahimeen. We are not turning to your makhluk, we are only turning to you, my Allah. You have said, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een. We are asking you, my Allah, alone, my Allah. Remove the difficulties the ummah is suffering from, my Allah. Make there be the zamana of peace, my Allah. Ya Allah, Islam is strong now, my Allah. And everybody comes in droves, ya Allah, and embrace Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you are alive in the time of Hazrat Mahdi, radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam, us, oh, progeny, my Allah, make us be in that day jamaat, my Allah. Make us be mu'mineen, kamileen, ya Allah, on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Don't make us be astray and make others go astray, my Allah. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله all those who are sick and ailing grant them شفاء كامل عاجل مستقر دائم all the مرحومين give them جنة الفردوس grant the family صبر جميل يا الله especially those مرحومين who are close ones, ya our parents, oh ya Allah, relatives, my Allah, our mashayikh who have passed away, my Allah, ya Allah, forgive all of them, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allah grant us all good works of deen, grant them ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al-mursalin. والحمد لله رب العالمين.